This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. It's great to have you back, and we welcome back a returning guest once again today. We head all the way to California to touch base with Kathy Winkler. Kathy, welcome back. Nice to touch base again.
Thanks, Brad. Great to be here.
Kathy, let's talk biking. You've self-confessed saying your bike is your weakest out of the three disciplines. Why is that? Is it just a case of not doing enough? Is it an ability thing? What do you reckon? Why is it your weakest?
You know, I wish I knew, because then maybe it wouldn't be my weakest anymore. I feel like I have done some work on the trainer. Maybe that's it. I don't like the trainer, and I'm not willing to do a lot of time there. And I think that probably does make you a much stronger, faster rider and keep you honest with the watts. But my heart's not there. I certainly am willing to spend plenty of time. I've done many long rides, and I also do some interval work outside. But I don't know. I just don't seem to have the same biking legs as some other people.
I find it interesting you say you just don't have the heart, because I feel exactly the same way about the indoor. It drives me up the wall. I cannot sit on an indoor trainer for longer than an hour without going outside of my mind. I would rather not ride than ride on an indoor trainer. But it's like you say. I mean, you can't lie about the watts and what you're doing on an indoor trainer. So it obviously does have a place in a training regime.
Yes, even if I've gone to some of the group classes, and by, you know, the third class, I feel like I'm looking at my watch going, okay, it must be a really long time that we've been here now. Even though there's only been three songs, clearly they were extended dance mix versions and we've been here for 40 minutes. And it's not the case. So, no, like five a year is all I can handle.
I feel exactly the same way. And that's not great. Like, we're still lucky because our winters are pretty temperate. Where you are, I mean, winters can get quite horrible. So if you're going to train through winter, you probably need to spend more time on the indoor, don't you?
Well, you would, although sometimes I think that maybe that has been the secret to my success, is that when you don't have a choice, you just have to go. So that probably doesn't make sense. But a lot of times, like, I know my only time to get that workout in is between 5:30 a.m. and 7. And so I used to always have a girlfriend, and we would meet at 5:30, and it's dark, of course, in the winter, so you don't know what the weather's like, but you told her that you would meet her, and we both had young children, so I couldn't call her. This was sort of pre-cell phones. You couldn't call because it would wake up the kids, so you just show up there no matter what. And sometimes I'd walk outside, and I'm like, oh, drat, you know, it's raining. I'm like, oh, well, gotta go. I guess we're just going to ride carefully and slowly. And I don't know that the workout maybe was the best then, but the mental training was stupendous. Mm. So when that's your time, you make the most of it. And it's cold or it's wet or it's windy or whatever. You can't choose your days. Some people would say, it's so windy, why are you riding at this time? I'm like, well, because the swim meet ends at 1 o'clock. So I will be going out right afterwards. And if it's windy, that's what I've got. You don't get to choose your days when you're in Kona either.
Exactly. You mentioned an important point there too, an accountability buddy, having somebody who's depending on you being there, and it's the same for you as well, that she felt the same about you. You had kids. She didn't want to wake them up, so you better get out there.
Absolutely.
Makes a huge, huge difference. What do you love doing on the bike? What's your favorite bike workout?
All-time favorite is probably riding out towards... We have a lighthouse out here, and I always feel like that's my pilgrimage to Kona ride. When I ride out kind of along the coast and then out towards the lighthouse, and it's usually around that time of year, there are some elk that are out there. They look like reindeer. And it's just so wide open, and there's really no one around, but these huge clear vistas. Whales migrate past there. I haven't seen any when I'm riding, but I know they're there. And the elk on the side and the cattle, I just feel like I'm like, wow, this is God's country. I'm just being sent a message here, and that I can enjoy that is such an opportunity. How could you not love that?
As far as something you've done on the bike over the years that you think has made you a lot stronger, even though I know you'd like to be stronger than what you are, but there must be one or two things you've done that you felt has really helped.
I think some of those blasted intervals I have to do up the same old hill over and over, hill repeats near my house, that has made me stronger. That's probably the number one thing. Some of those trainer workouts I know have helped, but I can't say that I've done enough of them that would have been the key difference. It's probably the hill repeats, short and hard.
And lots of them.
Yes. It's really... I can be a lazy girl. I love to just sort of poke along at my own little, you know, sing-song pace. So making me work super hard and get the heart rate up and blast the legs is not enjoyable for me, but it helps.
Brilliant. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for joining us on this edition of the Kona Edge. Once again, we look forward to catching up next time out to talk a little bit about your run, but we'll save that for a week from now. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/running seminar.